Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. My guest today is Dan Schaefer. This is, how would you just, is it poetic justice? Is it just sad in general? I don't know exactly how I feel about this, because in some ways it's laughable, and in other ways it's like, well, are we all losers in this situation? Because yesterday, after over a year of this Gableman investigation that has spent over $1 million and found nothing to show for it, that has just been propped up by Robin Voss trying to walk the line between doing something to appease people who still felt like the election was stolen, but knowing that he couldn't do that much because you can't decertify the election.
Not a thing.
Checked again, not a thing. And but last night, former President Trump endorsed his rival, or his challenger in his primary for his seat in Burlington, Adam Steen, who I had never heard of before. And shockingly, Adam did not get a huge bump in his Twitter following, though. I was like, once I was trying to read more about him this morning, I was like, I wonder if he would have gotten like a huge jump up and like had a couple thousand followers after following that endorsement. No, he still only has like 126. But
I'm one of those followers.
Are you?
By the way, I'm excited to learn more about Adam Steen and his campaign.
This is kind of a low blow, but I will say I looked him up, and you know, sometimes they say, I don't know if he's a hateful person, but you know, they say kind of like hate ages you or whatever. And like, this guy's 38 and I'm 36. And I was like, how are we the same age? Like you told me that man was 48. I would believe you. And it's like his LinkedIn profile, it's like no picture, and it just says business owner, not which business, not which industry, nothing. And so it's like, I know absolutely nothing about this person, and it's very hard to find anything out about him besides his stance on things, which is total election denier, thinks that contraception should be outlawed because it's ending a life, which, like, that's not how science works. I don't know if it means anything, because I think Robin Voss probably still will win, but do you think he ends the Gableman investigation finally?
No.
Really?
No. No way. He's never going to end it. It's going to be going on in long after. I anticipate that they will be still investigating the 2020 election after the 2022 midterms.
Do you think they'll still be investigating it in 2024?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem like there's going to be any end to this. I don't think this changes things as far as any calculations Robin Voss is making for this. I think it's just really funny, though. Like, we have to step back for a minute and just acknowledge how funny it is that Voss has just gone over the top to try to appease Trump. But there is no appeasing Trump.
There is no appeasing Trump.
So he's, no matter how many hoops Voss is going to jump through to try to keep the Gableman investigation going, keep these lies about the 2020 election going, keep that base fueled with these election denials, it's never going to be enough for Trump. So I think what's going to happen is Voss is probably going to win pretty handily in this race. I don't think Trump's endorsement is going to ultimately make a difference, but it's just going to make Voss sweat. It's going to make it's going to cause problems for him in his relationship with Trump. I imagine Trump's rally that's happening in Waukesha later this week will have a number. I wonder how much of that rally he's going to spend talking about Voss.
Well, if you read the actual endorsement of Adam Steen, he says maybe two sentences about Adam Steen. He's like, oh, he's a patriot. And then it's four paragraphs of him just railing on Voss.
Yeah.
And he's like, he tried to post a picture of the two of us together. Like, I'm not friends with him, blah, blah, blah. He had 17 years to prove to Wisconsin residents that he had their best interests in mind. Like, he's just nothing you don't know anything about Adam Steen after reading this endorsement. You only know that this is very personal for Trump, because someone, I don't know who pointed this out, but the thing is, Reince Priebus was Robin Voss's college roommate, and Reince Priebus is still an advisor to Trump. And so there's clearly something that is like deeply personal happening right now.
Right. Well, you know, Trump holds a grudge. And I really wonder how much of that speech on, is it Friday night that he's coming to Waukesha County?
Friday night in Waukesha.
Yeah.
Which I just saw was going to be gun free.
Hmm.
So that was interesting. But yeah.
No hypocrisy.
Well, that was the other thing. Last time you were on, we had just talked about how on August 20th, my wedding date, that is right around the corner, Trump was going to be at Panther Arena. And my family was, specifically my mother, very upset, very concerned about the people, like the MAGA people running around and maybe coming into the wedding venue. And I was just like, well, first of all, we don't even know if it's going to really happen. And it's now postponed. So now everyone can sigh a breath of fresh or a sigh of relief, because sure enough, it's not happening. And instead he is.
You're not going to be battling with the conservative dream team that he was trying to put together for the event. I kept seeing those billboards that he was bringing the conservative dream team to.
Who is on the conservative dream team?
I don't know. I think there was, it's just like maybe the MyPillow guy and the rest of the cast that he, that follows him around. Dinesh D'Souza, probably. Yeah. I don't know.
Speaking of a conservative dream team, Mike Pence is in the state campaigning with Rebecca and Scott Walker, because God knows Mike Pence can't be alone with a woman, so they had to bring another person along. So I just saw a picture of the three of them together, and I thought of that. I was like, oh, of course it has to be at least another person, or another man specifically, because mother would not approve.
Had to have Scott there. To make it okay. Campaigning in my hometown of Pewaukee. I saw that they were hanging out in my old stomping grounds in Pewaukee, Wisconsin. I wonder if they're going to go hang out at the lake afterwards. We'll see.
It's not really a lake day, I don't think, but maybe. Maybe the sun will peek out. I find it very funny that Pence is just jumping on the opposite ticket in all these primaries to where Trump is.
It happened in Arizona too.
Yeah. And I don't think he necessarily is going to make a difference, but he's there. He's trying to stay relevant. So, all right. Well, we are going to take a break for the top of the hour news. And when we come back, Jon Stewart, hero? Does it require a celebrity to actually get things done these days? We will talk about it. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
MIA, third world democracy. Yeah, I got more records than the KGB. So, no funny business. Are you already are.